on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay, so did you know there's like a slew of stuff happening? Where do I start? Now, we're going to get to our next guest, but before we do that, let me just bring you up to speed on some stuff. And get a pen and pad ready or your notepad on your phone. If you haven't got these things on your calendar, do not miss. Okay, here we go. The Unshaken Conference is coming to Calvary Church, Albuquerque, Saturday, April 5th. That's a week from Saturday. It's a full-day event, and you want to get your tickets now. There'll be dynamic speakers covering a number of topics impacting our current culture. And here's some of the things they're going to be considering. What does it mean for Christians to expose the darkness? Also, what are barriers Christians face to reflect God's light in our community? And then, what are some of the costs Christians are going to face for exposing the darkness? Listen to this lineup of speakers. It's Dr. Frank Turek. He's an author and apologist. Many of you are already familiar with him, founder and president of crossexamine.org. Last time he was here, he came with Elisa Childers. She's coming back for the old Jesus music people. It's the daughter of Chuck Girard from Love Song. And then she went on to have her own career in music in the group Zoe Girl. But she's now a national speaker, apologist, podcaster, and author. Then Natasha Crane is going to be joining them. She's another national speaker and author and a podcaster. The details about this are at calvarynm.church. But listen, we had an interview with all three of them recently on ABQ Connect, and we've posted the link to that interview on our homepage. You can find it at abqconnect.online. But just go to klyt.fm if you want, right there in the Action Center. Click on the Unshaken banner, and you can listen to that whole interview and be there for the Unshaken Conference. Okay, here's the other event. Easter, anyone? Believe it or not, we're there. It's like April 20th. That's going to be a Sunday, 7:30, of course, Easter. We haven't really started talking much about Good Friday, but just remember the Good Friday service at Calvary Church just a few days before. But on Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday, we'll be at UNM Stadium again. I would love to see 20,000-plus people there. It kind of ebbs and flows depending on the year and the weather. You know, 13,000, 14,000 up to, I think, maybe as many as 22,000, I think it was the most I saw there. But let's break that 20,000 mark. Here's how to do it. Invite everyone out. Listen, whether you attend Calvary or not, come on out for the Easter sunrise service. Lots of folks do that, then head to their own church. But we'll be considering the death and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ that Easter Sunday, starting at 7:30 with worship from Mac Brock and Calvary MSC. And then, of course, Pastor Skip giving a life-changing gospel message. Bring someone who needs to hear that and find the details at easterabq.com. And then keep listening. I'm not going to walk through all the details about who is the man of the shroud. This is going to be a free event at Calvary Church from April 12th through the 21st. And you'll find details at calvarynm.church. So maybe later in the hour, I don't know. Keep listening. We'll have details on that. But the details are posted at calvarynm.church. In studio with us, Paula Gonzalez is here, as well as Jennifer. Paula is going to join us in just a minute. But Jennifer, appreciate, as always, to you ladies coming in to get us updated on all the happenings and the needs.
Yes.
At CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having us. We always enjoy and look forward to coming on and sharing, like you said, all of the happenings, the needs, and the praise reports.
Yeah, we kind of had the Chippendale going on here a little while ago. Oh, thank you. And then you guys, oh, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. And the truth is, we're co-laboring in this. Yes. This is just work that has to be done.
Yes, it is.
We appreciate, you know, the full-time effort that you and Paula and the rest of the staff and volunteers at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque put in. It's carenetabq.com, by the way, if you want to open up and follow us. We may take you to a few places on the site, but surf it a little bit while we're having our conversation. So I guess there's a need, Jennifer, to give a shout out to donors that have already been giving and continue to give.
Yes.
At CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Some great things happening there recently, and Paul is joining us as well.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the great things that donors are helping to make happen.
Absolutely. So we always say, you're absolutely right. Thank you so much. We go back and forth, but we are co-laborers. And one of the needs that we had mentioned on air a couple months ago was our 24-hour nurse line.
Yeah.
That we really wanted to start. And we had a listener just reach out and cover the entire need for us. And that's why it's so important. And we're so blessed that we have the opportunity to come on to your show, because we know that there are people out there.
Did you just bless me by telling me that it was a radio listener?
Yes. Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Let's talk more.
Yes.
No.
We need to talk more.
And you know, it's the amazing thing about when this stuff like this happens, we see it come in real time, and you just see God working and just confirming that what we're praying for is what He wants, and that we're fulfilling His will. And when we come on and we share these stories and we share the needs and we share the impact, it is really making a difference in our state and for those women and families who come from other states as well, because having that nurse chat is going to be such a game changer for us. And it allows us to meet that abortion-minded, abortion-determined woman where she's at, regardless of the time.
Yeah, that's going to be the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. Yes. So most of the time, statistics show that most of the calls come in after hours. 60%, I want to say, mm-hmm. are after hours calls. And so the fact that we'll have a registered nurse answering our phones is incredible, because they can answer those medical questions right on the spot.
Now, during the day, that's been a norm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now it's 24/7, 365.
That's right.
Yep.
That is exactly it. And so there are times during the year where the pregnancy center is closed due to either a holiday, training. Different trainings. Yeah. But they will still be on during those times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nurse anytime at the,
for all our locations, Steve. So that is, they will answer the phones for all our CareNet locations.
Okay. So if you call the number for any location, it's essentially going to forward it to a call center.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Or someone who's going to wake up and answer the phone.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Which is incredible.
Well, there's someone who you can be praying for is that the staff that'll be, staffing that 24-hour line.
Please be praying for them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for look how He works.
I know. It is incredible how the Lord provides when we ask, specific. He gives specifically. He is a God of detail.
Yeah, a lot of people probably say, I heard that a long time ago. I heard saying this week that I never heard it. I'd heard the word God guides, God
provides.
I never heard the one before where it says, if it's God's will, it's God's bill.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
He paid it. Well, He paid it a long time ago.
Yes.
See how He's providing for the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. By the way, carenetabq.com to find some of the information that we're talking about today. Now, there's other needs including, you know, we've talked before about volunteers and nurses, mm-hmm. and I know on this show more than once we've talked about the need for a sonographer, an RDMS, you said, correct?
Yes, yes. That is correct.
And although a sonographer who operates the ultrasound, mm-hmm. And you have people who can do that, but there's a real, real, real big advantage to having a sonographer as opposed to the wonderful RNs that are doing it now.
Correct.
Yes.
Absolutely, because sonographers can do ultrasounds all the way up to 40 weeks.
Yeah.
They're licensed to do so. And so our that is a huge help. Now, we do have a sonographer that is serving in the ministry right now, which is incredible to have. But I really would like to hire a part-time sonographer.
All right. And the way to do that on the website, I'm going to walk you through it. We've done this before. I'm going to do it again because we saw clearly that God used our time on the radio to do great things here recently. Let's try it again. CareNetABQ.com on the website. Click on Partner with Us. Once you get there, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see volunteer/employment. Click on that, and there you go. You'll find all the information you need about volunteering and the need for the sonographer and other positions needing to be filled. So that's really the best way to go. Yeah, Paula? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. And typically, I'm always looking for that resume to take a look at it, and I'll contact you.
And hey, if you're listening, like, look, I'm in like the farthest from a sonographer enough. Well, have you prayed for it? That's one area. Mm-hmm. If you're not giving financially to, or if you are giving financially to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and really being a part of the army that's out there trying to save lives, you can assist with your prayers for these needs that we've mentioned. And we already mentioned. So the prayer list so far for this show is pray for the nurses that are going to be operating the nurse line and pray for that need for a sonographer that and other nurses.
Absolutely,
be available.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always looking for, like you said, you know, people that are pray and joining our organization. Really, it's the Lord's organization where we get to come in alongside these women that are facing unplanned pregnancies. And we are a Christ-centered outreach. So we want to make sure that we serve her well and serve him well as well. And all our services are free and confidential. So come and join the team as we get to serve the Lord together.
You know, one of the other things you'll find on that page that I directed you to, the CareNetABQ.com /volunteer-employment, or just, you know, clicking on that a partner with us, and then some of the events that happen through the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And Jennifer, you are kept on your toes throughout the year. You know, I feel like what you deal with there is a lot like what we do at Calvary. There's always something going on at Calvary.
Always.
Yep. As soon as the one is over, and actually sometimes before the one is over.
Exactly. On to the next.
You are busy working towards things happening throughout the year. Of course, annually, there's a fundraising banquet. But let's talk about some of these other events, and people can right now kind of put, you know, kind of a save the date.
Absolutely.
Do you have date for the major events?
Yes, I do.
Some of those.
So the Laugh for Life is actually November 7th. Mm-hmm. And then there's our Walk for Life. That's August 23rd. And that one is typically at Hoffman Town. We walk around the academy.
Yeah, that's
August.
And
that is August 23rd.
2025. Okay. And it's a good day to get out and get steps.
Absolutely. Yes. And this is, both of these two events are family friendly. So please, you know, bring your family. Get sponsors. It's a way to walk collectively together to stand for life. And I just want to mention something, Steve. The other, if I may.
Yeah.
The other day I had, we have a prayer committee. And it's a group of ladies that come once a week to our office, and they pray over CareNet. So they've dedicated an hour. Sometimes it goes a little longer, and they pray for the needs of the organization. And two of the gals that are on there, they are previous board members from when CareNet first started.
Uh-huh.
And mind you, we're celebrating our 42nd year. And so the fact that they, one of them, I gave her a tour of the center, and she was blown away of the how far CareNet has come. And I love her comment that she said, this is such a professional clinic, and she needs to see that. And what a place of hope that she gets to experience when she comes to the center. So it was so humbling for her to come and see, after so many years, really few decades, to see CareNet, how far it had come. And I told her, I said, you know, you have been part of that legacy. And really, when it comes to our supporters and volunteers, whether the season is short or long, it doesn't matter. God has used them for a purpose, and they have left a legacy, because that is why we are celebrating our 42nd anniversary. Yeah.
And some of the results of that are, you know, 42-year-olds walking around here.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And we get, just recently I had the delight to speak with a client of ours 17 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she voiced her gratitude of how scared she was as a teenage mom, and how now she sees her son and is getting ready to graduate, and how the loving compassion that we offered her to make her journey that much easier. And she mentioned actually as well that she says, you know, I love that CareNet gave me the truth, and that it wasn't this rosy colored glasses, but they gave me the truth when I found out I was pregnant.
Yeah. Here's the landscape. Here's, you know, the truth.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how else to say this.
Right.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Paula and Jennifer, as we typically do about once a month, from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, CareNetABQ.com. Lots of great information there. And we're going to take a quick break. We come back. You know, one of the things we typically do, usually at the front end of our conversation, is reminding people, you know, I think when they think CareNet, they probably have not quite everything in mind that goes on. They're kind of like this person who was a supporter for years and years, she knew, I'm sure, but it just, to open your eyes and go, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before we go to break, I did want to ask you about that. Do you ever have people just stop by and say, yeah, you know, I hear about you guys all the time, I just wanted to stop and see?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We actually have people that stop by and just say that they're praying for us, or they saw our sign and they wanted to just stop by. And, you know, our new location, there's a lot of traffic. And so, yeah, we do get people that walk in.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll encourage that.
Yes.
Yes.
Because when I hear that people, you know, just popped in to give you words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's huge. It is. And God is so great. When going back to God is a God of detail, and he orchestrates all things. And so when we least expect it and need that encouragement, it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Okay. So in our first segment, I mentioned a couple of things happening, and I kind of just touched on who is the man of the shroud. I actually want to go into details, because I'm really looking forward to this. It's a free event at Calvary Church Albuquerque. That's on Osuna, west of Jefferson, April 12th through the 21st. Here's a question. Did Jesus take the oldest selfie in history? The Shroud of Turin. It shows the image of a man with wounds that perfectly match the Passion story. And science can't explain it. Faith maybe can give an answer. Come in for this free exhibit. It's like museum level exhibit. It's going to be at Calvary Church, April 12th through the 21st. The exhibit's about the Shroud. It's kind of like CSI meets the Bible. See it for yourself. There's so much there's going to be to kind of absorb. I mean, you may even like come and check it out and go, oh dear, I know a lot of folks that need to come see this and come back with them. Okay, so it'll be, right through Easter, April 12th through the 21st. The details are on the Calvary website, calvarynm.church. There's other stuff happening, but I want to make sure we cover everything we want to talk about with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're actually right in the middle of a conversation with Paula and Jennifer. So happy to have them come in once a month and just keep us updated. If you've missed the first segment, great news. One of the donors, one of the people who listened to this station and heard us talking about a need for the nurse line, the 24-hour, 24/7, 365, ponied up. They reached out to CareNet, and it's mm-hmm. a thing. You could be praying for those that'll be staffing that. One of the things we did not mention, we talked about it before we came on the air, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We talk about volunteers for various things, but they are in need of a board member that is a certified public accountant. You need a bean counter.
Yes, we need a bean counter.
Is that disrespectful?
I don't know.
Not at all.
Okay. I mean, look, we live in New Mexico we consume
frijoles.
Lots of frijoles.
Yeah. So I think it's very appropriate.
Yeah. So, other than being a CPA, speak to the speak to the person you imagine filling that
absolutely
position.
Somebody that is passionate about life, and we are looking for a treasure to join our board, and we want somebody that is good with numbers and joins us once a month to meet as board. The board meets once a month, and just to have that accountability.
That's important. You say once. I've been a member of at least one board, and it was like once a year, and it was kind of like just so we could say we had a board. To be honest with you, it wasn't that. And there are some boards that are like that. This is a
an active board.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is going to be. This takes some time. And sacrifice.
Absolutely.
So if there
we have snacks. Okay. We meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make it.
We make it enjoyable.
Charcuterie.
Sometimes.
Sometimes cake. Sometimes popcorn.
Popcorn.
Okay. CareNetABQ.com. And actually, if you go to the website, I'm going to guess. Then is that posted or?
The board?
Yeah.
No, it's not. But it is part of the volunteer. Okay. So it does have a list of opportunities.
Okay. So how to volunteer is all there. It's got a place for you to fill in the fields with your name, email, and other contact information. So, I would say where it says please specify, since it's not there yet, just say CPA board member.
Yes. We really, really need. We've been praying for one. But God hasn't brought the right one yet. And so we are hoping to find one very soon.
Okay. So we only have a couple, 3 minutes. One of the things, we typically remind people of is the things that people don't think about when it comes to, CareNet Pregnancy Center. They think of it, someone walking in, maybe, getting information about getting an ultrasound or what have you. But there's a whole bunch to it, whether it's the counseling or some of the education that's available. Mm-hmm. With the time we have left, could you walk through some of that that people may not be thinking about?
Absolutely. So there are secondary pieces of volunteering that come along with CareNet. Anything from our board, as we just mentioned, but there's also outreach opportunities as well. So if there is somebody out there that can't commit to once a week in our centers with our clients per se, there are outreach opportunities. There are administration office opportunities for volunteers. If they have a couple hours a month, we could use organization. We could use, just different things that we need to cover needs of the administration office. And then there's also events, obviously, set up for Walk for Life and Laugh for Life. So it always takes a number of hands and feet to help us with those pieces.
Okay. And remember, if you go to the website at carenetabq.com, mm-hmm. Just about on any page, you'll find a place where you can help financially. But if you're there on the homepage, take a little time, pray about how you might come alongside them financially. Mm-hmm. And a reminder that CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is a nonprofit agency that does not take money from the federal or state government. While our state government is spending millions to counter the efforts of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, we've mentioned more than one time, several times, about $10 million that was spent recently in Las Cruces. I don't know. Is that even built yet?
I believe they already broke ground.
Okay. So that's happening in Las Cruces. And it's clear to see the intent there is to draw people from Texas, where it's much more difficult to get an abortion, mm-hmm, right, to come across, make us a destination state, mm-hmm, more than it has been. And I don't know facts on the latest $10 million that was being talked about. Do you know enough to speak to that?
So I know that they had tabled it, and I got to look to see if they've approved it. But it's leaning towards they okay, will be approving it.
If that happens, and that may be something in the northern part of the state to attract people from Colorado. Okay. Paula, Jennifer, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, carenetabq.com. Thanks, ladies. Let's do this again in about a month.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.